From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. These are hard times for airports, commercial airlines, and for the people who work for them. To make ends meet, people are getting pretty creative. We have two such examples. First, here in Los Angeles, a group of pilots has created a low-cost community in a pretty unlikely location. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco paid them a visit.
Parking lot B at LAX. Not exactly L.A.'s toniest address. Every few minutes, another plane lands or takes off on the runway just a few yards away. But this is the place where a few dozen pilots, flight attendants, and ground crews call home.
It's loud around here.
Oh, the airplanes? I guess there's airplanes around here, yes.
Yes. Yeah, just a few. We have just a few coming in here.
Dave Hunt is a pilot for a major commercial airline. His neighbor, Pete Hopkins, handles freight for one of the big fleets. They live in RVs outfitted with kitchens and bathrooms and small bedrooms, powered by generators and solar batteries. When the planes touch down, you can almost feel the ground shaking, like an earthquake.
Yep. It looks like they're almost going to land on top of us.
That was a Nippon Cargo Airlines 747 bringing something.
Yeah.
Pete Hopkins lives in his RV full-time, but Dave Hunt has another home and a wife back in Minnesota. Instead of getting hotel rooms or sharing space at nearby crash pads, it's much cheaper for them to rent space at the parking lot, just $60 a month.
It's very, very good deal for people in our situations.
Bob Kendall came here from San Diego to take a job as a plane mechanic.
To be able to be here for $60 a month to go to work, you know, I mean, to walk to work or ride my bike.
$60, that's like the cheapest real estate in L.A.
Oh, absolutely. You can't even put one of these in a storage yard for that kind of money.
Kendall says parking lot B's become a little community, complete with its own mayor and a few rose bushes to brighten up the asphalt. It's not far from the beach, and when he's home, he's on his wireless internet. He watches TV and listens to music.
737, come and water the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I want to move. Hey, you need a traveling brain. Yeah.
It's mostly a boys' club here on parking lot B, but Sue Young is one of the few women. She shares an RV with her husband, an airline mechanic, and their two cats, Waldo and Tallulah.
They're fine here. I mean, they look out the window and watch the buses and watch the people go by, and they like it here better than they do our house.
Everyone here has passed background checks and have valid airport IDs. There are some regulations, like no outdoor barbecues. Some folks take showers at nearby gyms, and they fill up their water tanks at the beach a few miles away. Pete Hopkins and Dave Hunt say it's like camping, but necessary, since salaries for airline workers have taken a nosedive.
I personally haven't had a pay raise in 20 years. It's always, you need to take a pay cut, you need to take a pay cut, you need to take a pay cut.
Some of us are working off of $1,992. It's been a devastated industry. Things are not what we thought they were going to be. Things are probably going to get worse.
Given the state of the airline business, LAX officials are more than happy to let the pilots and others continue to live in parking lot B. Hunt says he's happy to have this option, and he's really glad to still have a job.
It's an industry that is in the throes of stagnation and maybe the early throes of death. You know, maybe in 10 years, the airlines won't even be here anymore. It's that bad.
Dave Hunt says his living situation is far from the days when pilots were treated almost as rock stars.
Pretty glamorous, isn't it? Yeah, pretty exciting. You know, I mean, I for one never thought I'd end up in a parking lot at LAX.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.